In March, Governor Tom Wolf ordered Pennsylvania's K-12 schools closed to help stop the spread of COVID-19. More than 2 months have passed, and high school students continue to adjust to this new normal of learning remotely. Graduating State College Delta Program student Angelica Rubin talked with some of those students about how they're doing.
I'm going under, and this time I feel...
Rana Patel is a senior at State College Area High School.
To like let out all my frustrations about quarantine and stuff, I just sing, I belt my heart out and sing. And I feel like it's really helped me stay kind of positive in this horrible, horrible time.
Across Center County, no students have had to deal with the repercussions of stay-at-home orders, quite like high school seniors with the loss of their last few months of high school.
There's just so many things that I've been looking forward to, such as prom and graduation, and taking pictures with my friends, and saying goodbye to some teachers, and I just won't be able to get to do that, and it's very disappointing.
Patel was a varsity member of the State College boys tennis team when the news broke across the district that the spring sports season had been canceled.
I was very excited to see how our team would do this season and if we would make it to districts and even maybe states, but we just won't ever get that chance, or we missed out on that chance, so...
Morette Strauss is a senior and a seasoned runner on the State College girls track and field team. She also witnessed firsthand what it was like to miss out on a spring sports season.
Since I do track and field, it's really hard not to have the last season to make some progress and see State High win again. Even though this is all happening, I'm thankful that my friends and families are all safe and that I can see them whenever everything is over.
Strauss is one of seven family members all living under the same roof.
I'm super lucky that my mom didn't lose her job teaching at Penn State.
For other students, the closing of schools meant going home without goodbye. Ana Nogueira, a junior from Madrid, Spain, was on exchange in the United States, living with a host family in Center County, when worries began to set in. As COVID-19 cases began to increase rapidly worldwide, Nogueira's program gave all students overseas the option to either stay or come home at their own risk.
I thought people were overreacting. I thought it wasn't like that big of a deal, that it was just like a virus, and it was just that it was new and people were scared. I mean, now I understand it.
Nogueira safely arrived back in Madrid at the end of March.
People here are really close to each other, and when you say hi to someone, you give two kisses. We eat dinners with extended family a lot. When I think about going back, like, the only thing that makes me really happy right now is thinking that one day I'll get out of my house and I'll see my friends who I haven't seen in a super long time. And one day I'll see my family, I'll see my little cousin, and I'll see my grandparents.
Miranda Julia Marks just finished her freshman year at the State College Area Delta Program. She's also a local climate activist. Before school went online, Marks and other students would leave school every Friday to protest climate change at the front steps of the State College Municipal Building.
It has been incredibly frustrating to watch people not take the coronavirus seriously. As a climate activist, though, much of my life is spent trying to convince people of the importance of science and trying to make them unite behind it. So this nauseous, angry feeling isn't new, but it definitely doesn't get easier.
Meanwhile, Marks has focused her attention on her social media campaign, Why We Strike, which features stories from climate activists around the world that also promote her message for change.
When I look at myself in all of this, I see a young, fairly healthy middle-class person. And to me, that privilege means I have an obligation to fight for those who are most vulnerable and protect my community in every way possible.
Kaden Litzinger, a graduating senior at the Delta program, believes as school has transitioned online, students have lost their sense of urgency. Litzinger served as a teaching assistant at the Delta program for the 2019-2020 school year and has seen firsthand how COVID-19 has changed teacher-to-student instruction as the school has shifted online.
As a teaching assistant, it's really disappointing to me to see how my fellow peers and also my students aren't having the willingness to engage in online learning. And it really just shows how important that face-to-face interaction is, because it really motivates people to actually do their work.
She is hoping that things will go back to normal for the fall.
I think in-person instruction is incredibly important for people to learn. I think it keeps students engaged much more. However, maybe it works for some people who are more introverted and learn better going at their own pace. Although I think for the greater population, in-person instruction is just overall better.
Classes are finished this week. For WPSU, I'm Angelica Rubin.